Welcome to our worship on this week beginning the 25th of October. It was lovely for me to receive a letter the other week from one of the ladies in our church who has been listening to our worship through the dedicated telephone line. And I know that many of you use that phone line so that you can hear and take part in our worship. Also, for those of you who watch on your iPad or your computer or your laptop, you are all very welcome as we gather together for worship this day. From the desert wilderness to the bustling city, from the dryness of drought to the depths of the flood, from complete silence to overwhelming noise. In each and every place is God. In each and every place we seek. In each and every place we worship.
Generous providing, which sustains us all our days. For your Spirit here residing, we proclaim our heartfelt praise. Through the depths of joy and sorrow, though the road be smooth or rough, fearless we can face tomorrow, for your grace will be enough. Hush our world's seductive noises, tempting us to stand alone. Save us from the siren voices, calling us to trust our own. Although snared by earthly treasure, lured by false security, Jesus, true and only measure, swing the trap to set folk free. Round your table, through your giving, show us how to live and pray, till your kingdom's way of living is the bread we share each day. Bread for us and for our neighbor, bread for body, mind and soul, bread of heaven and human labor, broken bread that makes us whole.
This reading is from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 16. And then this happened. Elijah the Tishbite from among the settlers of Gilead confronted Ahab. And surely as God lives, the God of Israel before whom I stand in obedient service. The next years are going to see a total drought, not a drop of dew or rain unless I say otherwise. God then told Elijah, get out of here and fast. Head east and hide out at the Kereth ravine on the other side of the Jordan River. You can drink fresh water from the brook. I've ordered the ravens to feed you. Elijah obeyed God's orders. He went and camped in the Kereth Canyon on the other side of the Jordan. And sure enough, ravens brought him his meals, both breakfast and supper, and he drank from the brook. Eventually, the brook dried up because of the drought. God then spoke to him, get up and go to Zarephath in Sidon and live there. I've instructed a woman who lives there, a widow, to feed you. So he got up and went to Zarephath. As he came to the entrance of the village, he met a woman, a widow, gathering firewood. He asked her, please would you bring me a little water in a jug? I need a drink. As she went to get it, he called out, and while you're at it, would you bring me something to eat? She said, I swear, as surely as your God lives, I don't have so much as a biscuit. I have a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a bottle. You find me scratching together just enough firewood to make a last meal for my son and I. After we eat it, we'll die. Elijah said to her, don't worry about a thing. Go ahead and do what you've said, but first make a small biscuit for me and bring it back here. Then go ahead and make a meal from what's left for you and your son. This is the word of God of Israel. The jar of flour will not run out and the bottle of oil will not become empty before God sends rain on the land and ends the drought. She went right off and did it, just as Elijah said, and it turned out, as he said, daily food for her and her family. The jar of meal didn't run out and the bottle of oil didn't become empty. God's promise fulfilled to the letter, exactly as Elijah had delivered.
3 weeks ago in our worship, we thought about Moses, and the following week, last week, about Abraham. And today it's something of the story of Elijah. The chapter of the Bible that our reading came from this morning begins with Elijah the prophet explaining to King Ahab that there is going to be a drought in the land and that this is a judgment because of the idolatry of the people led by the royal couple, Ahab and Jezebel. Having delivered this awful news, God instructs Elijah to go and hide. And so he does. And God explains to him that he will drink water from a brook and that ravens will come to feed him. Now, the whole idea of ravens may seem odd to us anyway, but it's even more odd and strange when you see it within the context of who Elijah is as one of God's chosen people. For ravens were considered to be unclean animals. And yet in this instance, God takes that very surprising way of providing for Elijah. But the brook dries up. And so Elijah is told by God to move again, this time to Zarephath, a town outside of Israel, where he will find a widow who will provide food for him. And again, this is a surprising way that God provides for Elijah. For the widow was not one of the people of Israel. She was a Gentile, someone outside of that chosen group. And yet God chooses her. Elijah obeyed God and found the woman gathering sticks. He speaks to her and says, "Please bring me a piece of bread." However, the widow herself was in great, great need. And so she responded to Elijah, "As the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering some sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, and we may eat it and die." She was expecting to heat up and make the last meal for her and her son. No prospect beyond the thought of dying of starvation. And yet Elijah asks her to provide. He says, "The Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" It's interesting for a moment to consider the position the widow found herself in, to imagine yourself in that position with only just enough left to feed you and your beloved son. And then this challenge to feed someone else and a promise from a God that you do not know that God will provide. The widow decided to do as she was asked. And we read that God was faithful to the promise he had made. She and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke through Elijah. God was faithful to the promise that he made for provision for Elijah and for the widow and for the widow's son. And it's interesting because this account is also mentioned in the New Testament, in the early ministry of Jesus, where he was speaking in the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth. And so in Luke chapter 4, we read, Jesus said, "In truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow." Is it incredible that this woman is remembered so long after her act of great faith and trust, even spoken of from the lips of Jesus? In that occasion in the New Testament, Jesus would be about to say to the people that a prophet is not welcome in his own hometown. And just as Jesus had found little faith in his boyhood home, so Elijah discovers that there is greater faith outside the chosen people of Israel than there was within them. There are insights for all of us in this story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. Firstly, that God often uses unlikely people and sources to complete his purposes here on earth. As I've said before, and I will probably say many more times, our God is a great big God, and he holds all in his hands, not just a chosen few, but all. And we need in our lives to look out for those unlikely ways that God comes to meet our needs and the needs of the world. And secondly, by extension, that God extends his mercy to everyone, to those who think they are chosen and to those who feel very different. All God looks for is our trust and faith in him. And thirdly, God calls us to step out in faith, just as that widow stepped out in faith that day. It's important to note that the widow's miracle only came after she prepared that first meal for Elijah. I wonder in what ways God is asking us as individuals and as a church to step out in faith, especially in these days of the pandemic, when so much has changed, when we're very aware of great need in our community, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Will we step out in faith as the widow at Zarephath did? Will we be amazed and surprised by the way that God provides? May it be in our time too. Thanks be to God.